Thank you for calling in a customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to pull up your account, please?
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
What time do you want it on my account?
Your zip code so that I can pull up your account, please?
Oh, 32127.
32127. Bear with me just a moment.
Are you still there?
Give me just a moment, sir. I'm trying to find your account.
Right, sir. Okay.
Can you provide me with your first and last name?
William Connor.
All right, Mr. Connor, for your security, can I get you to verify your full billing address, please?
762 Sandy Hill Circle.
All right, thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that you placed an order for your Pure smartwatch for $6.95.
What was that for? What?
It's called a Pure smartwatch. On January the 26th, you paid $6.95 on shipping and handling. You're required to give us a call within those 14 days to cancel if you were no longer interested. On the 15th day is when they attempted to charge your account.
No, I wasn't aware of that, and I certainly don't want it. The only thing I remember about a watch is that I got something in the mail, and it came as a watch, and it said this is a gift or something to that effect, but I don't have it. I don't even use it. I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you, but I'm not interested in it.
So from my understanding, sir, I couldn't clearly hear you. You're no longer interested in the smartwatch?
No. Huh?
Okay, so you have it was delivered on the 30th, correct?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but it's not something I have or use. But I do recall something about something coming as a free promo or something like that, but I certainly didn't order any watch.
So you didn't pay $6.95?
Oh, I think
shipping
I did.
And handled. Okay.
Yes.
So if you did do that, then it's not a fraud.
Well, I, you know, the truth of the matter is when I seen the $6.95 charge on my credit cards, mm-hmm. I didn't pay much attention to it. I figured
right.
it was something tied up with Christmas or something. But no, I have, if you sent me a watch, if it's here, I'll return it if necessary, but I don't want it.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't have bought anything for $6 for something that I didn't really want. My memory is a little foggy on it right now. I have a feeling that it probably came as some kind of a gift connected to something. I don't know. But I don't want it, and I don't want to pay for it.
Okay, sir. So what I can do for you... because there's an outstanding balance. We don't have the watch, nor did we get payment for it. So what I can do for you is I can offer you 35% off the charge, and you can just keep the watch if you have it, or throw it away or give it as a gift.
I don't want any of that.
Okay. We need to process the payment for it, seeing as though it's already been shipped and delivered.
Well, I don't want it. So send me your return address, and if I have it here, I will make sure it gets sent back to you. I don't want it, and I'm not paying for it.
Okay. With that being said, sir, you still would have to pay shipping and handling to return it, as well as a restocking fee.
Well, just give me your return address, and I'll ship it back to you. I'll pay for the shipping, and that's about it.
Okay. Let me know when you have pen and paper.
Yes, I do.
Okay, the return address is 11551.
What, say that again? 115 what?
51.
Okay.
East 45th Avenue, Unit C.
Let's see. What a scan this is. Okay, Unit C. Go ahead.
And that's in Denver, Colorado. 80239.
80 what was it?
80239. 239? Yes, sir.
And what's the name on the company?
Fitness Watch.
What is it? Fitness watch?
FitnessWatch.
Okay, now how did this get sent to me?
How did it get sent to you?
Yeah.
You placed an order?
I didn't place an order for no watch. So
you didn't place
did
the order for the watch? Sir, you just said you saw it on your credit card.
Yeah.
For the $6.95, so...
I didn't pay attention to a $6.95 charge. But
so you paid for something, but you don't know what you ordered?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you paid for it, that means you ordered it. That means that's why they sent it to you.
Well, that's a game with words, but I'm not interested in getting into it.
Sir, that's not a game with words. That's the facts. Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight? I have provided you with the return address.
Wait a second. I want to know how this watch was sent to me to begin with.
What do you mean, sir? What kind of question is that? If you placed an order for something, that's how it was sent to you. You had to put your information in there. I asked you, was it fraud? You said it wasn't fraud because you paid for it.
Well, I believe this was probably sent to me as some kind of promotional, and now you tell me there was
no one can charge your card and send you something promotional, sir, without your authorization.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know. You may have to chase me if I find out this is some kind of a crazy scam, because right now, I don't mind. I'll look for it and see if it's here. And if it's here, I'll return it to you. But I don't accept this. I don't accept this whole thing. This whole thing sounds like some kind of game you people are doing, or sending out promotionals and doing it. But that'll be the end of it.
Okay, thank you.